They call it running a business for a reason, because every day feels like a sprint to the finish. But with Clover and Merchant One, you're always one step ahead. Accept payments, run your business, and sell more. Clover plus Merchant One, better business solutions. Go to clover.com/M1 to get started.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, July 14th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Federal regulators have questions about whether ChatGPT harmed people by publishing false information. And the investigation comes as ChatGPT is facing a new competitor. Plus, more school districts consider hiring robots to patrol the halls. Our reporter Megan Tagami joins us to explain how they could keep schools safe. But starting with news on artificial intelligence, the Federal Trade Commission has opened an investigation into ChatGPT, focused on whether the program, which can generate human-like responses, harmed people by publishing false information about them. OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, made a letter from the regulator public on Thursday. It asked about steps the company was taking to reduce the risk of publishing false information. OpenAI didn't respond to requests for comment. Here's our reporter, Ryan Tracy.
So this letter really marks a significant escalation of the federal government's role in policing this new emerging technology. And this is one of, if not the most popular use of AI that we've seen so far. And already the government is coming back and looking into it. That's an indication that, you know, you're going to see a lot of scrutiny of this area going forward. And it's unclear where that leads.
And staying on AI, Elon Musk has launched a new artificial intelligence business called xAI. The billionaire has been trying to create a rival to OpenAI, which he co-founded but then left after a power struggle. xAI said it has recruited people with industry experience at Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Tesla. Meanwhile, Google has released a new version of its generative AI chatbot, Bard. Our reporter Sam Schechner has more.
What Google is doing is really adding a bunch of capabilities to Bard and also expanding it to parts of the world where it wasn't available until now, making it available to hundreds of millions of more people in the EU and then also Brazil. And one of the most interesting things about this is that they're going to make it available in 43 additional languages. And what's interesting to me about this is that actually the LLMs, large language models like those that are behind chatbots like Bard or ChatGPT, have the raw capability to speak lots of languages. It's because that's what they have ingested from the internet. But Google went through an additional process, it says, called reinforcement learning with local language teams with each of these languages to try to make sure that Bard stays within its parameters of good behavior. For better or for worse, that's a really important criterion for Google, which has a lot on the line in terms of its reputation.
You can hear more from Sam on yesterday morning's episode of our sister podcast, What's News? The founder of collapsed crypto lender Celsius Network has been arrested. Alex Mashinsky was charged with securities fraud early Thursday morning in New York. Three federal agencies also filed civil lawsuits against him or Celsius, claiming the company defrauded investors. Mashinsky promoted Celsius as a safe alternative to banks and offered higher interest rates, up to 17%, to customers who lent out their crypto through the company. Celsius halted withdrawals last year, creating a catastrophe for thousands of people and led to the demise of crypto exchange FTX. Lawyers for Celsius didn't respond to requests for comment. A lawyer for Mashinsky said the Celsius founder denies the allegations brought against him. Coming up, school security guards equipped with cameras and sensors and ready to confront active shooters are coming to more school districts. Just don't expect them to be human. We'll explain after the break.
They call it running a business for a reason, because every day feels like a sprint to the finish. It takes a lot of work to make it all work. But with Clover and Merchant One, you're always one step ahead. Now is the perfect time to upgrade your point of sale technology. We make it easy to accept payments, run your entire business, and sell more. Clover plus Merchant One, better business solutions. Go to clover.com/M1 to get started.
School districts across the country are experimenting with a new type of security guard, robot ones. These artificial intelligence-powered machines can patrol campuses 24 hours, 7 days a week. But can they really keep students and faculty safe? Megan Tagami reported on this for the Wall Street Journal and joins me now. Megan, these robots are being tested across the country. Why are schools getting them?
So their purpose, you know, might vary from school to school or from company to company, but basically a lot of times they're used for campus surveillance, especially on larger campuses that might have a lot of outdoor space.
So these are being tested by multiple school districts. Can you tell us about one of the pilot programs?
One pilot program is going on at Santa Fe High School right now during their summer school program. The school introduced a robot that has 7 cameras, and what it can do is basically patrol the school grounds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It has artificial intelligence, so the robot is able to basically learn what's usual versus unusual activities on campus. It can detect when someone comes onto campus, when it's not regular school hours, and it's able to alert the security staff. And then from there, the security team can figure out if they want to escalate the situation or if there's nothing to be worried about on campus.
To detect whether someone is supposed to be on campus or not supposed to be on campus, does it use facial recognition?
The robot doesn't have facial recognition, at least the one at Santa Fe High doesn't.
And what about the data that it's collecting? I mean, who owns and controls that information?
At Santa Fe High School, the high school controls the video information, so the school is the one that's responsible for determining if the footage should be saved.
One thing that lots of school districts are concerned about are shooters, active shooters coming into the school. What role could these robots play in that kind of situation?
It definitely depends on the robot, but the main idea is that if there's an armed intruder on campus, the robot will be the first line of defense. So the robot would be able to go up to the intruder. It would probably flag the security team, and then the security team would be able to assess the situation, but they wouldn't be immediately in the field, possibly put in danger by the shooter. In some cases, some robots are more advanced and they're able to confront intruders by using flashing lights or using putting a laser beam on the intruder's chest to startle them and possibly get them to drop the weapon.
How are students and teachers and parents reacting to the presence of a robot on their school in Santa Fe?
It's definitely mixed. Some parents were a little startled when they saw the robot, especially because it was piloted at the school's graduation back in May. Some students are curious about it, but they're not necessarily sure how effective the robot will be. And some teachers, you know, they don't feel that much safer with the robot on campus, but some teachers are optimistic that maybe the robot will be able to provide a little bit more surveillance that the security aids and the security cameras can't catch right now.
What are the companies that make these kinds of robots saying about their ability to keep schools safe?
The companies are pretty optimistic, but a lot of the companies I talk to really emphasize that these robots are meant to work in tandem with the existing security teams. These robots aren't supposed to replace humans altogether.
And what do they cost?
The cost really depends on the district. So at Santa Fe High School, right now the company is allowing the high school to pilot the robot for free during summer school. The school said that they're still negotiating the cost if they do decide to keep the robot on for the school year, but it could cost between $60,000 to $70,000.
Are other school districts considering bringing in this kind of pilot or just bringing in the robots entirely?
Other school districts have also talked about bringing in robots, maybe not the exact model that Santa Fe High School has, but I talked to one district in Oklahoma that is considering bringing in robots for the school year that would also have similar surveillance functions. But again, from what I've heard from schools, it really depends on their budgets and their ability to bring in these robots and pay for them, as well as just the abilities of the robots and if they're really able to keep campuses safe.
All right, that was our reporter, Megan Tagami. And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. TNB's producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Sinsley. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.